Hey, welcome to E2 and Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and today we'll be talking about MLB news and NBA news. The first thing is breaking news. Kevin Durant has declined his $31.5 million player option and will become an unrestricted free agent. Durant can sign a four-year, $164 million deal with another team, and he remains eligible to sign a five-year, $221 million deal with the Warriors. Durant suffered a torn Achilles tendon in game one of the finals, but every team pursuing him is expected to still offer him a full max contract. No matter what team you are, you offer him the full max contract. You would have to, because he's one of the greatest players in the league. You would just eat the one-year salary, the one-year $31 million salary or more, just to have him on your team, just that way you don't have to worry about other teams being able to sign him. Moving on to the next thing is the Rockets are planning to recruit Jimmy Butler, to push the Philadelphia 76ers for a sign-and-trade that would allow James Harden and Chris Paul in Houston for him to join them. The Rockets don't have the salary cap space to sign Butler, so they need the threat of the Sixers losing him for nothing to a team with the available room to motivate Philadelphia into a trade. The Rockets would also potentially need to make this a multi-team deal to satisfy the rules of base year compensation that would cover Butler's outgoing salary. The Sixers also plan to be aggressive in signing Butler to a new deal. The Rockets could offer a full five-year, $190 million offer at the start of free agency on Sunday, and the Sixers could offer Butler a four-year, $146.5 million deal too. Butler would be eligible to sign a four-year, $140 million contract on the way to the Rockets, but the Houston would likely need to trade Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker to make the financial work to deal it. Moving on to our next thing. I don't know how to pronounce this. Excuse me if I'm wrong, but Masai Ujiri says he's staying with the team he helped build into an NBA championship. He said, "I love it here. My family loves it here. My wife loves it here, which is very important. My kids are Canadian. You want to win more? In my mind, I'm here." Earlier this month, sources said that the Washington Wizards were preparing to offer Ujiri a deal approaching $10 million annually with an opportunity for ownership equity. Ujiri has 2 years left on his contract, is the architect of the first championship in Raptors history. He also helped build the Denver Nuggets into a contender. Ujiri will now focus on retaining Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, who is expected to opt out of the final year of his contract and become a free agent. Ujiri said he texted with Leonard as recently as Monday night and talked to Leonard's uncle and advisor, Dennis Robertson. Ujiri said he's confident Leonard will decide to return to Toronto. "We'll wait. He's our player, and he's a superstar on our team, and we'll wait on that." Ujiri stressed in the main selling points of his pitch to Leonard: health, trust, and success. "I said we have to be ourselves, and we have to be ourselves for the whole year. I think he saw that. I think we build a trust here," Ujiri said. He continued saying, "I believe winning a championship, seeing him who we are, working with his medical staff combined with our medical staff, and getting him to where he wanted to be." He continued to say, I think they know that what the effect of Kawhi's decision is. But he's really approaching it like we want to bring everyone back on this team. That's a priority for them. Marc Gasol also has a player option for next season, and Danny Green is a free agent. Ujiri said about Pascal Siakam winning the most improved player: "Pascal has gotten to a place where he's definitely a priority for us. It's definitely going to be a conversation that we'll have." Moving on to the next thing, the NBA talks fewer games and an in-season cup. On June 17, a conference call between a committee that consists of approximately a dozen team executives from both basketball and business operations discussed with the league office ideas for an alternative to a traditional NBA schedule for the 2022 season. And what sources characterize as a wide-ranging brainstorming session with accompanying documents, participants and contemplated how the NBA could introduce the affirmative tournament, as well for the abbreviated slate of regular season games to accommodate the additional events. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they would do it. They'd have to have there's ideas of a 58-game season where they play each team at home and on the road every and then have a tournament, like a play-in to get into the finals or to get into the playoffs. That's what I saw. Because one reason I could see this is because players are always resting, and like different games are always battles for fans to go to, because you don't know if Kawhi Leonard's going to sit out, or you don't know if Curry's going to sit out to prepare for the nine-week playoff run. But from issues surrounding load management, voices at both the team and league level have made it a comic case for making the season shorter and meaning in an increased competitive entertainment and marketplace. This would kind of make the games more competitive because there's less games, so you can't afford to lose as many. Like, it'd make records kind of unbelievable, because it'd be like, oh, they had a longer season. Oh, I could have broken this record if I had a longer season. Oh, I could have beat LeBron. I could have won MVP if I had the 23 more games that I'm supposed to have. I'm just throwing out. I don't know exactly. I'm just throwing that out. I don't know how many games it was. I was just throwing that out. And the now moving on to MLB, Aaron Boone said that MRI on Giancarlo Stanton right knees were good. He said he came in today and there was no swelling in there, but he's sore and stiff. He's kind of going through treatment right now. Stan left the Yankees' victory on Tuesday night against the Toronto Blue Jays with a bruised knee. He was not in the lineup for today's afternoon game against the Blue Jays, but he is listed as an available player on the bench. Stan is batting .290 this season in 9 games for the Yankees. He came off the injured list on June 8th after being shelved since April because of 3 separate injuries. The Yankees broke the home run record. They have now set the home run record. And on this, I wanted to talk about surprise candidates. A surprise candidate for Yankees MVP. DJ LeMahieu. DJ LeMahieu is hitting .333 with 11 home runs and 52 RBIs. Jerry Sanchez is hitting .268 with 23 home runs and 52 RBIs. Now, I know Stanton has played more than... Sanchez has played more than DJ LeMahieu because... Actually, no, it's kind of split either way because Sanchez has been out a lot with injuries. He is DJ LeMahieu has only played 73 games, and Gary Sanchez has played 59. That's a short amount for a player who's hitting who has 23 home runs and 59 RBIs compared to an everyday player such as DJ LeMahieu. Well, thanks for listening to E21 Go Sports. As always, I'm Ethan Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E21 Go Sports. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21 Go Sports. And thank you for listening.